It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Jake Gyllenhaal has an unpopular opinion. Sean Paul is massively overrated. Gyllenhaal was instantly triggered and said that Sean Paul makes every song better that he's in. And he said he's like a musical hero. He's a genius. There's not a song he's on a remix that isn't good. He also made the point that Sean Paul makes driving fun. Like, you could be stuck in traffic, he comes on and you want to dance. It doesn't matter.
That is true. I would actually agree with that statement.
Yeah, stop dancing, Joe. It's weird.
John Stamos, a.k.a. Uncle Jesse from Full House, doesn't believe that Full House story is done, although Fuller House on Netflix is approaching its fifth and final season.
I don't think it's done either. I think there's a play that we go backward. Like, what happened before? You know, if you remember in the pilot of the show, my sister Pam dies, and that's why we, the three men raising the three girls. So I'd like to explore that relationship, brother-sister, maybe go back. We'll see.
Let it go, man. Like, let it go. Lori Loughlin's getting locked up. If you want to go that way, I'm down with that. I watch prison stuff all the time.
That's what I'm saying. One thing's for sure, Lori Loughlin is not a part of it. Sorry, Aunt Becky. Rihanna is the one person that Lizzo says that intimidates her. Rihanna even gave her a standing ovation at the BET Awards, but Lizzo says she was a little bit more than excited. She says Rihanna is incredible. Everybody wants to be friends with Rihanna. Like, who doesn't?
Unless you owe her money, then that's a big problem.
Yeah, that's true. You better have it. She said it may come as a surprise that Lizzo was glad she didn't actually see the singer in the audience because she would have been even more nervous. She assumed that Rihanna would have just been the person to, like, leave and go to the bathroom during that.
Yep, bathroom break.
Yep. I would love to sit next to Rihanna, by the way, like, during an award show, because you know she would talk, like, major crap about, like, everybody.
See, that's my thing. I'm like, quiet, Rihanna, trying to watch the award show.
It'd be Rihanna. So there's a long history of iconic musical performances at baseball stadiums. So you got the Beatles at Shea Stadium, Elton John at Dodger Stadium, and then you got the Cookie Monster at Wrigley Field. Yesterday, he sang Take Me Out to the Ball Game during the seventh inning stretch.
Today, C is for Cubbies. Yeah. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd.
That's beautiful.
That is honestly one of the best renditions I've ever heard.
Yeah. He was up there, too. Everybody was loving it in the crowd. Kids were going crazy. It should probably invite him back for more.
B is for beer. It tastes good to me. I'd be drunk out there in the stands.
I'd be like, is that Cookie Monster?
No, it's just Joe. It's just Joe doing his thing.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.